The approach of nearly 150 warplanes in waves sent over several days has clearly alarmed Taiwan. Speaking at a session of Taiwan's parliament, Defence Minister Chu Kuo-cheng warned that in 4 years, China would be capable of invading the island.
China does not currently possess such capabilities, but we must consider the consequences. In our judgment, by 2025, they will have more comprehensive capabilities.
Taiwan regularly holds drills to prepare for such an invasion. Thanks in part to sophisticated military equipment from its ally, the United States, it's so far been confident of deterring any aggression. But China's rapid military buildup has been closing that gap.
I think Beijing is looking to put enormous pressure psychologically and operationally on Taiwan, including the Taiwan society as well as the Taiwan armed forces.
It also appears to be looking to undermine Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, who has been cold to the idea of closer relations and is seen by China as an obstacle to its ultimate goal of unification. With these latest incursions, it seems Beijing wants to send a message about the changing dynamics across the Taiwan Strait, not only to Taiwan, but to the international community, including the United States, at a time of increasing tensions with Washington. In an apparent attempt to de-escalate the situation, US President Joe Biden weighed in on the ongoing tensions. Biden seemed to confirm the United States' continued commitment to giving China diplomatic recognition in return for Beijing not threatening Taiwan militarily.
We agree, we'll abide by the Taiwan agreement, that's where we are, and we made it clear that I don't think he should be doing anything other than abiding by the agreement.
This latest spat comes at a significant moment for the two neighbours, with China having just marked the October 1st anniversary of its founding and Taiwan about to celebrate its National Day. And both with very differing ideas on what their future relationship should look like. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.